T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, you see the video from Venezuela. It is really getting, if it wasn't bad enough, it's getting worse, with huge power blackouts, entire cities with barely a light on outside of the cars moving around on the streets. Ryan Berg is Latin American Research Fellow for the American Enterprise Institute, and he joins us. Now, Ryan, whenever I see these stories, I always think, all right, am I getting the full story? Is what we're seeing on television and on online true, that the power is out in Caracas and other major cities?
Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah,
and yes, I mean, what you see is absolutely true. It's really very, very dire situation there. Last week, Thursday, the hydroelectric plant, which is about 400 miles southeast of Caracas, called San Jerónimo, it generates about 80% of the country's power, and it was knocked out. And the entire grid itself only produces about half of what the country needs. So this is a long-running problem. I mean, Venezuela is quite used to situations of rolling blackouts, but most Venezuelans have never seen something of this magnitude.
Yeah. So when you say it was knocked out, what happened?
So the best description that I've seen is that it was a product of corruption, incompetence, and years of neglect. There were a series of small brush fires, from what I've seen, that knocked down some of the power lines, and an attempt to bring the plants back online again actually did more damage. And so now they have to find not only uncorrupt people, but they have to find competent engineers, and this is going to cost the regime precious resources to bring it back online.
Nicolas Maduro, the president who is trying to hold on to power there, says that this is the United States meddling and trying to cause trouble by deliberately sabotaging the electric system. I don't think it's out of line to think that the United States might do some things to make it more difficult for Maduro to hold on. But this seems to cross a line. I can't imagine the United States being able to execute on this or wanting to hurt the average citizen this way.
Well, that's right. I mean, and like I said, I mean, look, Venezuela's been used to, you know, for years, rolling blackouts for hours at a time, chaos in the city of Caracas. The U.S. didn't need to meddle in Venezuela's power grid for this, you know, for it to experience the situation that it's experiencing now. This is a product of years of corruption, neglect, decline, and incompetence.
So the United States is pulling the embassy staff out. Maduro says he's kicking everybody else out that has a connection to the U.S. government. What do we think happens in the next couple of weeks? Are there options for Venezuelans to deal with Maduro and make sure that the opposition leader, Guaido, who's been recognized as the leader of the country, peacefully establishes some sort of control? Or are we really going to see things descend into a worse situation in the coming weeks?
Well, I think that Guaido and the combination of his leadership and his support within the country and tough U.S. actions from the Trump administration have definitely kept the pressure up. And I think that pressure is going to stay at a maximum over the next couple of weeks. The regime so far, much to many people's surprise, has not actually touched Guaido. They didn't touch him when he came back into the country from his tour around South America, which another point was surprising to many of us. And so clearly there's a fracture within the regime. Clearly Maduro feels that he can only push so far, not only with the Venezuelan people, but also with the people who are asked to carry out these security measures. And so I think that there's going to be a space for Guaido to continue his protests, to continue keeping up the the immense amount of momentum that the opposition has had. He clearly has tons of support within the country. And Maduro is going to continue feeling the pressure. Things like indictments against former Vice President Tarek El-Assami are going to help. If those things keep cascading down, sanctions keep cascading down, the regime is going to be feeling the pressure and feeling the heat.
And any other pressure that the U.S. can bring to bear here, or have we pretty much at the moment exerted everything, pushed every button that we have?
Well, we've done quite a bit. I mean, this has been all hands on deck. But I think that the Trump administration could do a little bit more in terms of making appeals to generals, not only to their patriotic duty, but to Venezuela to abandon Maduro. Mm-hmm. This is a difficult approach. I mean, many of these generals have been implicated in serious acts of narco trafficking. They're profiting from illicit activities. But I think a more concerted effort, along with Guaido, to appeal to them, to appeal to the Venezuelan country and to their patriotic duty, might go far in terms of peeling some of these generals away from Maduro.
Ryan Berg is Latin American Research Fellow with the American Enterprise Institute. We really appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks, Ryan.
It's a pleasure being on. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.